The proposal in the Department of Homeland Security's 2014 budget request asks that Customs and Border Protection study the feasibility and cost of establishing and collecting a land border crossing fee for pedestrians and passenger vehicles and the legal and regulatory impediments of establishing such fees. Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas calls it an absolutely stupid idea.
The notion of taking the single biggest economic contributor to upstate New York and to the country at large and try to disrupt it by turning our Homeland Security officers into toll collectors, causing major backups, sending billions, not millions, billions of dollars fleeing and not coming here to the U.S., and to somehow say that, oh, you know, we would take in some revenue by doing this and we need that for more border agents. I mean, give me a break.
The 21st Congressional District includes 13 border crossings in northern New York. Its representative, Democrat Bill Owens, who has worked on border trade issues throughout his term, finds the request without merit.
If you look at what it would mean just operationally, we would have the folks at the border having to have cash drawers. They would slow down the process. I mean, it's just a wholly, in my view, ridiculous proposal. And I am adamantly opposed to it.
Beyond the practical application of such a proposal, Congressman Owens doesn't think Washington understands the negative economic impact on border communities, and he notes that it contradicts the Beyond the Border Agreement released by President Obama and Canadian Premier Stephen Harper in December 2011.
It's so inconsistent. They're spending money on one level to speed up the process, and on another level, they're trying to study how to slow it down. That totally does not make sense. They seem to be doing things that are in direct contravention of the stated purpose, which is to make the Canadian border more fluid for purposes of people and goods. This is an attempt to go in exactly the opposite direction.
The Department of Homeland Security press office emailed its response, noting that there is a disparity in user fee collections between air, land, and seaports of entry. The agency is assessing options for broadening the user fee base to potentially include land border travel. Bob DeCamp, Director of Regulatory Affairs and Consulting for the customs brokers firm A.N. Derringer, notes there are three levels of user fees for commercial border traffic.
We have these three levels of fees that are paid at the time of importation on the commercial side. So it doesn't surprise me that at some point there's a discussion about implementing some kind of fee on people traffic.
DeCamp adds that the DHS proposal for pedestrian and passenger traffic would be economically disastrous.
You know, what if we charged a tax to go to Vermont? It's the same issue. Myself, Canada, for practical purposes, I mean, we're so close to them that I don't think much differently of them than I would of Vermont or neighboring states. So the idea of collecting one way and not the other just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Data from Congressman Owens' office, compiled by the Canadian Embassy and the North Country Chamber of Commerce, shows that tourists from Canada made more than 21 million trips to the U.S. in 2011, spending more than $24 billion. Canada is the largest source of foreign direct investment in the U.S., and the two countries share a $1.2 trillion economic relationship. I'm Pat Brapley, WAMC News.